evening, guys. Welcome to today's Highline Sports. I'm the producer, Tracy. Love sports, love radio CUC. Now, let me have a brief introduction of today's program. First, as usual, Vivian and I will bring you the latest sport news. Next come the highlight game. We are going back to the exciting UEFA game between Manchester City and Bayern Munich with Blue and Jesse. Then, Blue, Ruby and Ray will have a discussion on whether Cleveland Cavaliers could beat Oklahoma Thunder next week. After that, let's listen to an AD and have a rest following Kate. After AD, Sgarros is going to share some knowledge on table tennis with you. Last but not least, Jackie and Vivian will lead you to the world of Lin Dan, the king of badminton. Are you ready? Let's count down. 3, 2, 1, go!
Welcome to today's World Sports News. I'm your host, Vivian.
And I'm your host, Tracy.
Let's first have a quick look at today's news.
Kobe gets milestone on 6,000th assist.
Greg Popovich returns to Spurs.
Gordie Howe is feeling comfortable currently after bad body conditions.
Van Gaal not happy with Manchester United's packed Christmas schedule.
Now it's in details.
Kobe Bryant has a habit of making history against the Toronto Raptors, and the Los Angeles Lakers star did so again Sunday. The 36-year-old Bryant earned his 6,000th career assist midway through the third quarter of LA's 129-122 overtime win over the Raptors, becoming the first player in NBA history with that many assists and at least 30,000 career points.
Bryant, now in his 19th season, entered the game with 32,123 career regular season points. It represented another mark for Bryant against the Raptors, against whom he scored a career-high 81 points in 2006, still his most in any NBA game. Bryant finished with his first triple-double of the season, collecting 31 points, 11 rebounds, and 12 assists on 11-for-24 shooting.
San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich returned to the sideline Sunday in Boston after missing two games due to an undisclosed minor medical procedure. Meeting with reporters before Sunday's 111-89 win against the Boston Celtics, Popovich said he was happy to be back coaching.
The Spurs topped both the Indiana Pacers and Sacramento Kings while being coached by assistant Ettore Messina the past two games.
Gordie Howe is comfortable as he makes a long recovery from two strokes, but the hockey great can't walk and has limited speech when his sons said Sunday.
Mark Howe said his 86-year-old father's vital signs are good and he's aware of reasons for his condition. He added that an epidural reduced pain stemming from spinal surgery last summer. Gordie Howe suffered what his children called a serious stroke in late October and another in early November. He's been staying at his daughter's home in Lubbock, Texas. He has lived with his children since the death of his wife Colleen in 2009. He has had dementia for several years.
Known as Mr. Hockey, Howie was the NHL's most valuable player six times. He played on four Stanley Cup championship teams in Detroit during a 25-year stint that began in 1946. The league scoring records, he said, stood until Wayne Gretzky broke them.
Manchester United manager Louis van Gaal has admitted he's not happy with hectic fixture list on the horizon for his side as he prepares his first Christmas break in English football. The Premier League is the only major championship in the world to load with Christmas and New York week with an intense succession of matches at a time when many of their rival European leagues are in the midst of a mid-season break in action. Van Gaal has suggested the flow of the games over the Christmas period is potentially damaging to his players, both in terms of their physical well-being and their family life, in comments that echo the sentiments of many high-profile foreign managers who have worked in the Premier League in recent years.
Despite his annoyance of a first Christmas in his lengthy coaching career dominated by working commitments, Van Gaal is relishing the challenge at United after seeing his side turn in their most complete performance of the season yet to see of Hull 3-0 at Old Trafford on Saturday.
That's all for today's World Sport News. Thank you for being with us. On behalf of the team, hope you guys will enjoy it and support us.
See you next time at CUC in Beijing.
See you. Good evening, my friends. Welcome to today's highlight game, I Am Blue.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jessie. Today, we are going to bring you an exciting football match of UEFA Champions League between Manchester City and Bayern Munich.
Trailing 2-1 to 10-man Bayern Munich, Aguero scored twice in the last 5 minutes to turn the Group E on his head. City finally came alive in the Champions League.
In a game that ebbed, flowed, and seemed to have died a death, City initially led, fell behind, and then came alive. This match has become one of the most memorable European evenings for Manchester City.
Without Yaya Toure and Fernandinho through suspension and adding Jacko, David Silva and Carlo through the injury, you could argue Manuel Pellegrini had half his team missing for the toughest home fixture in Group E.
But Bayern had a stellar talent of Mathias Müller, Schweinsteiger, Götze, Dante and Shaqiri starting on the bench, so the Bundesliga champions were hardly at full strength either.
Now, let's get back to the live game.
The early exchanges were fairly even, with both teams probing without much success. Then, midway through the half, the game exploded into life as Bayern Munich were reduced to 10 men when Mehdi Bandir was sent off for a foul on Sergio Aguero.
The referee had no other choice but to dismiss Bandir and award a penalty. Aguero took the penalty to give the Blues the lead.
Aguero in the box. He was brought down. What's the decision? Penalty to Manchester City. And Benatia is shown a red card to put Manchester City ahead against Bayern Munich. Aguero scores.
In consideration of the fact that there was only one central defender in the field, Guardiola substituted Dante for Rode and changed the team into a 4-2-2-1 formation.
Man City had a free kick outside on the 35th minute. After an intricate three-pass, Lampard shot the ball over the crossbar from 30 meters.
On the 40th minute, Xabi Alonso leveled with a free kick. He almost passed into the net from the edge of the box. Bayern were allowed to post two players on the right of City's defensive wall, and a gap duly appeared as Alonso struck the ball.
Just 5 minutes later, a deep cross into City's box saw Robert Lewandowski force his way between Vincent Kompany and Bakary Sagna. Lewandowski shouldered the ball, passed hard, and gave a 2-1 lead.
Referee indicating that should be put under his feet. Alonso, well, he puts it low, and that's exactly what Frank Ribery was saying. He wants to look at the Lewandowski. Bayern are in front.
With the knowledge a draw might actually be a decent result, there was plenty of incentive for the Blues to go for broke after break.
On the 70th minute, Lampard again sending a 25-yard drive, but Neuer pushed over the bar. The general play was scrappy and disjointed as City's approach play became more desperate as the minutes ticked by and Bayern seemed to be in total control.
There seemed to be no way back as Bayern comfortably sat on their lead. However, a careless pass from Alonso was cut out by Steve Jovdic. Aguirre's electric pace took him clear, and his low shot just invaded Neuer's fingertips to bring the Blues level.
But there was even more drama to come 5 minutes later as more sloppy defending. Aguero seized on a slip by Jerome Boateng at the edge of the box. The brilliant Argentinian made no mistake as he calmly slotted home his third wish and the home fans wild.
Interception of Manchester City, got the attack in Sergio Aguero. Inside the area, laid up a shot. Manchester City are back level. Chance for a hat trick, Sergio Aguero gets goal number 3 and snatches the win for Manchester City.
It was really incredible. Manchester City will progress to the last 16 if they beat Roma in Italy and CSKA Moscow fails to beat group winners Bayern Munich in Germany.
Okay, that's all for today's highlight game. Thank you for listening. Coming next is Weekly for C. I am Blue.
I'm Jessie.
See you next week.
See you.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to today's Weekly for C. I'm your friend Blue.
I'm Ruby.
Nice to see you guys.
Well, Blue, I heard that you were quite busy these days.
You know, there is always endless homework for me to finish, and I took part in the table tennis match this week.
And the result?
Obviously, our team won. It's a piece of cake for me.
Wow, sounds like a master.
I'm kidding. Actually, the opponent was really brilliant, and the match was quite tough.
Anyway, you won the match. Congratulations.
Thanks, but I regret missing so many NBA games and my favorite TV series.
Come on, there are always exciting games and you never have to regret. There's going to be a highlight game and you can't miss it.
Between whom?
The Cleveland Cavaliers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. A battle between the strong.
Sounds great. The two teams all have superstars, but it's quite beyond my expectation. Their rankings now are quite low, especially the Thunder.
In fact, it was a quite difficult period for Thunder, with neither Kevin Durant or Russell Westbrook being in the lineup. Fortunately, after missing the past 4 weeks with a fractured right hand, Westbrook returned Friday night against the New York Knicks, but Durant remains unavailable.
And the Cavaliers?
Oh, I'm also curious. I once thought the return of James would make the team invincible.
Since it's hard to predict, let's hear some voice from our old friend, Ray, okay?
Okay, welcome.
Thanks for your inviting. Let's look at Cavaliers first.
A month into the 2014-15 season,
the Cleveland Cavaliers are not the well-oiled, unstoppable machine that many expected. The high-profile pieces have struggled to fit alongside each other.
With all the worst expectations on the defensive end coming true, and little of the offensive expectations coming to fruition.
Despite the rousing, feel good, blowout 106-74 victory over the Orlando Magic on Monday night. This team's problems are far from solved. From a senior basketball fan's perspective, it might be too early to panic, but it's never too early to be concerned. The Cavs barely score more than they allow and sleepwalk through their games. As a leader, James is averaging the fewest points on the lowest shooting percentage since his rookie season in 2003-04. He is also off to the worst win-loss start of his career since last season, when the Cavs went 4-8 out of the gate.
Oh, excuse me, but I think there's still plenty of time for the Cavs to improve and position themselves for a postseason run.
Perhaps LeBron James should be happy he didn't get his wish and have the league looking to shortening the regular season.
What's more, they've managed to stay healthy, for the most part, only losing backup guard Masu to a strained knee for a couple of months up to this point. It's not like Oklahoma City.
Sounds quite feasible. Now let's pay attention to the Thunder. Fresh off his return from a broken hand, Westbrook created 49 points against the Knicks. 32 from his own scoring and 17 from assists. When he was on the court, the Knicks scored only 36 points as a team. While he was on the court, Westbrook single-handedly had more assists than the Knicks. Pace and rebounding are also huge differences. With Westbrook, they're averaging 7 more possessions per 48 minutes. They're grabbing an incredible 65% of available rebounds when he's on the court, compared to a tad less than 50% without him. The feel was different. The team was reborn. In a lot of ways, this felt like opening night for the Thunder. The first game of an all-new season. So, I think Thunder will win in vigor, and that should become much easier once Kevin Durant returns from his broken foot.
Well, I still believe the Cavaliers is stronger if the key is the superstar in the lineup.
Both sounds feasible. Okay, my dear audience, what on earth will be the right result? Watch it on December the 12th. Do not miss the exciting game. I am Blue.
I'm Ruby.
I'm Ray.
Thank you for your listening. Next goes the interesting AD. Stay tuned.
Stay back. I caught back the snug, Trey Cinco says. Fuck Simon, do what Cinco says. One shot or delete both legs. Rubber grips and blue steel.
Hello everyone, I'm Kate. Welcome to DF. Today I will introduce you to F for the Christmas NBA competition. Two F, one of which is several NBA stars shoot the ball into the basket with different number of bells, and then it will make different sounds to form a short melody. The other one is that a group of NBA stars playing the ball which hit the floor and make a sound, which also create a melody. Both the ads are to celebrate the Christmas. Now just be quiet and listening.
Special edition Christmas Day uniforms now available at NBAstore.com and other retailers.
Tune it up, KD.
That sounds good like this.
Don't mess this up.
Special edition Christmas Day uniforms now available.
This is all about sports, music, and Christmas. Okay, this is today's DS. Since the Christmas is coming, Merry Christmas to you and thank you for your listening. The next is Yomei. See you next week.
May I gather your attention, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I'm very educated, yes, I'm very gentleman. Hope you take me seriously, trusting I do the best I can. Thank you for listening, aware of my opinion.
Hello everyone, here's your friend Sargeras. I have introduced three kinds of sports to you guys. Hope doing sports can make you relax and happy. This time, I will introduce table tennis, which is surely relaxing. As usual, allow me to introduce the basic knowledge of table tennis. Table tennis is a sport in which two or four players hit a lightweight ball back and forth using a table tennis bat. The game takes place on a hard table divided by a net. Except for the initial serve, players must allow the ball played towards them only one bounce on their side of the table and must return it so that it bounces on the opponent's side. Points are scored when a player failed to return the ball within the rules. Play is fast and demands quick reactions. Spinning the ball alters its trajectory and limits an opponent's options, giving the hitter a great advantage. When doing so, the hitter has a good chance of scoring if the spin is successful. Table tennis players grip their rackets in various ways. Their grips can be classified into two major families of style: handheld and shakehand. The handheld grip is so named because one grips the racket similarly to the way one holds a writing instrument. The most popular style, usually referred to as the Chinese handheld style, involves curling the middle, ring, and the fourth finger on the back of the blade with the three fingers always touching one another. Traditionally, handheld players use only one side of the racket to hit a ball during normal play, and the side which is in contact with last three fingers is generally not used. And the shakehand grip is so named because the racket is grasped as if one is performing a handshake. The racket is rotated 19 degrees and played with the wrist turned so that on impact the knuckles face the target. Last, let's review the great Chinese table tennis players. When talk about this, we can memorize lots of them. Rong Guotuan was first world championship winner in China, who was born in Hong Kong. Deng Yaping was the first player successfully defend gold medal of table tennis in Olympic, who was regarded as queen of the table tennis. Liu Guoliang was the first male player won Grand Slam. Kong Linghui was called Prince of Table Tennis for winning Grand Slam and the gold medal in Sydney Olympic. Female players also had achievements such as Wang Nan, Zhang Yining, Guo Yue. Now, Zhang Jike and Li Xiaoxia are ranking number one in the world. Okay, this is the end of today's Xiaomen. Hope I can arouse your interest in table tennis. See you next week.
Hey guys, welcome to today's The Great. I'm Vivian.
I'm Jackie.
This time we're gonna introduce you a famous and topical great badminton player, Lin Dan.
Lin Dan, born October 14, 1983 in Longyan, Fujian, is a professional badminton player from China. He's a two-time Olympic champion, five-time world champion, and five-time All-England champion. Considered by many to be the greatest singles players of all time, by the age of 28, Lin had completed the Super Grand Slam, having won all nine major titles in the badminton world: Olympic Games, World Championships, World Cup, Thomas Cup, Sudirman Cup, Super Series Master Finals, All England Open, Asian Games and Asian Championships, becoming the first and only player to achieve this feat. Lin Dan also became the first men singles player to retain the Olympic gold medal by winning in 2008 and defending his title in 2012. He has been nicknamed Super Dan by his fans.
In his early years, Lin was encouraged to learn to play the piano by his parents, but chose to play badminton at the age of 5. He joined the sports troop of the People's Liberation Army at the age of 13 and has been part of China's national badminton team since 2001 when he was 18.
Lin emerged as a winner in the 2000 Asian Junior Championships in both the team and boys singles events. He was also a member of the winning Chinese team and the boys singles semi-finalist in the 2000 World Junior Championships.
Lin had a good start to 2004, earning the BWF's number one world ranking for the first time in February. He helped China win the qualifying round of Thomas Cup and then captured the Swiss Open. He won his first ever All-England Open title by beating Peter Gade in the final. He reached the semi-final of the Japan Open before going off to Yakarta, Indonesia in May for the Thomas Cup campaign. And in Thomas Cup, Lin helped China to go forward. In the final, he beat Peter Gade in straight games to give China the lead before the Chinese team eventually won 3-1. China thus took the crown, ending a 14-year drought in the tournament.
After that, his rank was standing still, won a lot of prize of various focused competitions, In 2008 Thomas Cup, Lin won every match he played except his semifinal clash with Li Chongwei, who was regarded as the most competitive competitor to Lin, and helped China to a third successive title in the tournament. But in the following Beijing Olympic Games, he demolished Li with a 21-12 and 21-8 win, and became the first man single player to win the Olympic gold as a first seed. Now let's turn to this great game.
The game was held in the stadium at Beijing University of Technology, with million spectators holding their breath watching. Expected to be a grudge match, it was turned into a show for Lin's skills and spirit. Lin Dan firstly came into his own, striking aggressively, got a 2-0 lead. Though Li then made a drop shot and got 1 point, Lin got one back in the same way. After that, Lin Dan ran the game smoothly with several drops and smashes, led the game to the 11-5 leading end of the first half. What a brilliant start for those Chinese spectators waiting for another gold. After a short break, the two masters came back into the ground to begin the second half with all eyes on them. Li adjusted and began struggling chase, but Lin still controlled the game calmly, not even gave Li a chance to narrow the gap, ended the first round with an incredible 21-12 win at last.
Then it seemed that the balance was tipped in Lin's favor. Under high physical exertion, several missings appeared and Li gave a chance to let Lin make an 8-0 lead. Though being in positive circumstances, Lin was calm and made almost every shot accurately without showing any mercy and kept increasing the lead steadily. Here finally came the match point, 28. This was really a tense moment and it seemed that the whole China came to a virtual standstill. After several strikings, Li's driving was blocked by the night tape and Lin Dan got the precious championship. He gave a roar of triumph and even took off his shoes and threw them to those excited spectators for celebrating. He saluted to all those audience and buried himself with a national flag and also excitement and delight. This was truly a day that the whole country would treasure.
He was focused a lot on his personal life. Lin has been in a romantic relationship with Xie Xingfang, herself a former world champion badminton player, since 2003. They were quietly engaged on December 13, 2010 in Haizhou, Guangzhou. They married on September 23, 2012 and held the wedding ceremony at Beijing University of Technology. And on October 17, 2012, he became the first active Chinese badminton player to accept a master's degree, which was presented at Huaxiao University.
Okay, that's all for today's The Great. Thank you for listening, and we'll bring you the introduction of another great athlete next time. Till next week, I'm Jackie.
I'm Vivian.
See you.
Nobody really knows how or why he works so hard. It seems like he's never got time because he writes every note, he writes every line, and I've seen him at work when that light goes on.
Cast, producer,
Tracy, Yang Peng.
Anchor, Blue, 曲浩宽.
Jackie, 刘佳琪.
Journalist,
Ruby, 曹阳.
Sagaris, 陈云涛.
Ray, 陈瑞.
Kate, 袁英曼.
Vivian 龚怡杰
Jesse 王倩
Jesus 鲁仲义
Love Sports Love Radio CUC
Next come the highlight gameYou are going back to the exciting UEFA game between Blue and Jesse.
我写错了。我靠！我写错。
Next comes the highlight game. You are going to back to the exciting UEFA game between Manchester United.
这也是滑稽。
Champions again.
Good evening, dear audience. Weekly Focus is waiting for you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。